Bill O'Reilly here, Thursday, March 19th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. The Biden administration drops its disinformation board. New York creates a task force to fight hate speech. The American embassy reopens in Ukraine. Young Americans prefer pets to kids. Also ahead, what is the true story behind the replacement theory? But first, the White House is suspending the Dopey Disinformation Governance Council. I told you this was a total fraud. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre telling reporters, quote, "We're going to press pause. There's been a mischaracterization from outside forces. So we're going to pause and do an assessment," unquote. What they're really going to do is put it in a drawer and never open the drawer again. Supporters say the board is necessary to stop hate speech. Critics say it's a blatant violation of the First Amendment rights. I say it's just a waste of taxpayer money and dumb to boot. New York Governor Hochul creating another branch of state police. The department will investigate extremists on social media. Law enforcement may seize weapons from individuals posting violent messages on the net. The task force comes days after a racist shot 10 African Americans dead in Buffalo. U.S. Embassy in Ukraine reopening 3 months after the State Department closed it down. Secretary Antony Blinken releasing a statement, "America pledged to continue our assistance. That day has come. We are officially resuming operations at our embassy in Kyiv." In total, Congress has authorized $50 billion in foreign aid to Ukraine since Putin launched his invasion in February. Survey from Consumer Affairs finds 50% of young folks would rather have pets than their own offspring. Two-thirds refuse to take part in daily activities without their dog or cat following them around. Millennials spend more on the family pet than any other generation. On average, young owners burn $250 a month on cats and dogs. That's $3,000 a year. Gen Z, that's up to age 26, it says yes to pets, no to kids. In a moment, the truth behind the replacement deal. Right back.
Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. A massive propaganda campaign underway in the USA. It is called the Great Replacement Theory. First of all, it's not great. It's racist. It says that pro-immigration policies, particularly those involving non-whites, are part of a plot designed to undermine or replace white voters and destroy the, quote, European culture of Western countries. Well, there is no European culture in America. We kicked those people out during the Revolutionary War. The theory also claims Jews are secretly manipulating immigration policy to reduce the number of Christians in North America. Well, that is just insane, is it not? Replacement theory was a motivating factor in several mass shootings around the world, as deranged killers cited it. Enter a terrible political linkage. CBS late night guy Stephen Colbert, quote, recent polls show that 50% of Republicans agree with replacement theory. And not just because it's being mainstreamed by Fox News, but because it's being mainstreamed by high-ranking Republican officials, unquote. Again, that's just insane. Colbert is a left-wing zealot. We all know that. He's a propagandist, and that's why few Americans watch his TV show. How about Senator Chuck Schumer, quote, you can find replacement theory on cable networks like Fox News, where Tucker Carlson has used white replacement rhetoric on at least 400 episodes of his show. Chuck, have you watched those 400 episodes? I don't think so. You're taking left-wing propaganda and distributing it. Are you not? Now, there is truth to the charge that extremists like the Ku Klux Klan, white nationalist movement, neo-Nazi organizations, anti-globalists, push the replacement theory. They do. According to the Anti-Defamation League, at least 200 websites promote that stupid theory. The term white replacement has appeared on message boards 90,000 times since 2018. But the far-left strategy is to link the racist manifesto directly to the Republican Party. That's what's really going on here. So if you are a Republican voter, you're a white supremacist. You're pushing that. This is really dishonest. And every American should know what is being done. Talk about dirty, filthy propaganda. This is it. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. If you'd like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. And also, I hope you check out my new number one bestseller, Killing the Killers. In a moment, something you might not know.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 6 years ago today, a commercial flight from Paris to Cairo, Egypt, vanished over the Mediterranean Sea. The tragedy will be remembered as the disappearance of Egypt Air Flight 804. Here is the story. According to records from the black box, which was eventually found, the jet was about 40 miles from its destination when smoke was detected in the cabin. 60 seconds later, more smoke alarms went off in the cockpit and tail of the aircraft. The plane made a sudden 90-degree turn, circled three times, then exploded mid-air before falling into the sea. All 66 people on board lost their lives. After the crash, teams from several countries, including the USA, searched for remaining clues. While some personal belongings and debris washed up on shore, it wasn't until June that the full plane was found underwater in the Mediterranean. Investigators initially believed the explosion was an act of terrorism from either the passengers or the pilot. Egyptian officials claimed traces of explosives were found on some of the bodies. French authorities, however, disputed that. In April 2019, an official report from Paris found the aircraft should never have been cleared for takeoff because numerous complaints were made, including fire hazards on board, faulty equipment, and smoke in the cabin. In 2022, this year, a new theory emerged that the explosion was caused by one of the pilots lighting a cigarette in the cockpit. And then, boom, there was an explosion because of the oxygen mask in the cockpit. And here's something else you might not know. Despite the terrifying headlines, air travel remains the safest mode of transportation on Earth. Globally, there are approximately 30 plane crashes a year, resulting in fewer than 100 fatalities. According to the CDC, the odds of an American being killed in an air crash is 1 in 11 million. You have a greater chance of being eaten by a shark unless you live in Nebraska. Back after this.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.